City Bacon Planning Commission for July 14th, 2015. For those of you who may be present and not have attended a meeting previously, we ask that all cell phones be silenced or turned off during the meeting out of respect for whoever is speaking. I will call an item or an application before us and ask for anyone who would like to speak on behalf of the application, if you would come forward, state your name and address for the record. Then I will ask for those who wish to speak in opposition of it, and then ask if there's anyone else who would like to make any other comments. Then it will be back to the commission for a vote and a recommendation. When you have spoken, if you would just pause for a moment to see if any of the commissioners have a question for you, that would be wonderful. All right, our first item of business is approval of the minutes of the June 9th meeting, and the work session and the regular meeting. Are there any changes or corrections to the minutes as presented? May I entertain a motion to accept them then as presented?
Madam Chairman, I'll make a motion that we accept the minutes for the work session and the regular meeting of June 9th, 2015 of the City of Aiken Planning Commission as presented to us this evening.
Second.
All right, all those in favor? All right, thank you. We'll move on to new business, and our first application is number 15-60008. It's a rezoning request. The owner applicant is Rebecca M. Green of Whippoorwill Court. Is there someone who would like to speak on behalf of this application? Come down and join us. And you can tell us anything that you think we need to know about that.
I'm Rebecca Green, and Mike Calhoun bought the property behind my house, and it's self-explanatory. In order for me to get the little triangle of land, it has to be zoned to my property, be added onto my property, which is residential 15, is that it? 15. But I really don't have any comments.
We're just trying to get that parcel aligned with yours.
Exactly right, because for it to be added on, and he's offered me that, which I appreciate, so it will be a nice buffer from when they build the doctor's office or whatever. It's going to be a buffer, and it just allows me to have the wooded area there. Okay. But the only way you can do it is because it's that little piece is R6. It needs to be the same as mine,
which is RS15.
RS15.
All right. Very good. Commissioners, any questions for Ms. Green? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to this application? All right. Not hearing any, it will be back to commission for a motion and a vote.
Well, Madam Chairman, I would move that we approve application number 15-60008, request for rezoning from RS6 to RS15. It is certainly reasonable. It's in accord with the comprehensive land use plan, and it's certainly appropriate for us to do it.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All right. I'll call for the vote. All in favor? All right. Okay. Ms. Green, this will go before the City Council on August 10th. With our recommendation for their approval, and then once that happens, it will be done.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
You said, I'll make you take the sign down in front of my yard. It's in my yard.
We'll have somebody come by there.
Good.
But there will be another sign that goes up in your yard for the City Council meeting.
You have to advertise them both.
Well,
Yes. But we'll try to get that down tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. All right, and now we have application 15-50002, and this is a request for city services, and the applicant is Trotter General. Is there someone to speak on behalf of this?
Members of the Planning Commission, my name is Dennis Trotter, the applicant, Trotter General, for our request here on Hampton Avenue, and happy to address any questions y'all have for the petition.
Have you taken a look here at the conditions that the Planning Commission, Planning Department has recommended?
Yes, sir, I have. And first off, say y'all's Planning Department's been great to work with. I know this procedure is a little bit new for everybody, myself included, about merging city requirements with county requirements in these rare circumstances. And so anyway, they've been great. We've achieved through several revisions of landscape plan, signage plan, and utility plan that all meet city requirements that are obviously more stringent than the county requirements in most regard. So we've handled that. The only the conditions that that were suggested in the staff report are basically acceptable to us. The first, number one, we would ask that the condition about us acquiring the property within 90 days of council approval be extended to 150 or 180 days.
That's number one. Okay, then recorded within 90. Okay, I got you.
Yes, sir. And you know, we can after this process is finished, we still have a lengthy one with Second DOT, with DHEC, with Aiken County, and other permitting authorities to get through. And we don't acquire property or close or obviously start construction until we have all our permits in hand, and that, as y'all know, is sometimes a lengthy process. So that would be our one request on it. The other conditions they've itemized in there, the staff has reviewed with me previously. You know, we're items 3, 4, and 5 are already requirements of y'all's ordinance. Anyway, I believe 6, we've already submitted our prototypical signage package that meets that requirement of a 50 square foot monument sign. And 7 is a requirement of your ordinance. 8 is not a requirement of Aiken County or City of Aiken ordinances, I don't believe, but we've agreed to it. We want to put it forth a little nicer product architecturally. With the brick on 3 sides, typically in these situations we use a brown brick and a white mortar. It's called Cherokee brick, makes it, it's called Moss Town, but it's anyway, it's like a Savannah gray type brick with white mortar. It's attractive. And number 9, we have zero intention of all of ever putting unflattering colors on our building. You know, our signage is obviously yellow and black, and that's a signage issue. But as far as the building goes, it's brick on 3 sides, and there are window wall panels on the rear, but we have no intentions of accenting it in any way with fluorescent colors or ugly things like that. And then number 10, new wiring be buried. That's an issue between us and SCENG on extending electrical service to the building. Our electrical needs are fairly simple, usually 3-phase, 400 amp. And I've typically we've gone overhead with them. Going underground has never been a problem on other sites and other municipalities, so I don't foresee an issue with that as well.
All right, very good. Okay, any other questions for Mr. Trotter?
Mr. Trotter, and Tommy, you might have to help me on this, but I'm excited that property's going there. However, there's going to be a lot of foot traffic. Have you seen anything or had any ideas or talked with anybody about the possibilities of a sidewalk in that portion of that area of Hampton Avenue as you're going to get an enormous amount of foot traffic down there, and I don't know how much of that is actually in the city, or if that's something we have to suggest or even include in that, but that would be a concern of mine because of the enormous amount of foot traffic in that area, because it's a great place. I think you got a great location. There's nothing in that area, so.
There is nothing from our zoning ordinance that would require a sidewalk there. The land development regulations, if it's so close to a school and stuff, does, but that wouldn't apply because there's no subdivision of land. If Planning Commission wanted to recommend it as a condition, it could certainly be added that a sidewalk be added in front of his property there. One of the issues that you will have, though, is it would be a sidewalk nowhere, as they call it. At the end of his property, you'd have curbing, you know.
I can just imagine, though, based on that those neighborhoods, both north and south of Hampton Avenue, mm-hmm. there's going to be an enormous amount of foot track coming from Kennedy Colony out there and walking down Hampton Avenue. And then just by looking at that, I can just foresee a pig path coming from behind it, a dirt path coming from back, is that Red Circle, I believe, back in that area. So,
having grown up on the other side of the red light there, I am very familiar with the neighborhood. There's already a huge pedestrian traffic in that area. Sidewalks could be used there. There again, that highway in that particular location is not in the city. And I don't know of any plans for any improvements in that area right now.
Okay. Given that, I'm not sure that would be a reasonable condition then. I do have one question for clarification here, and it's just a small point, but when we make a motion, it's usually including, you know, all of the conditions. And when I look at number two, it talks about sanitary sewer service, but yet previously we had talked about septic tanks. So should that be?
The city engineer and I worked together and determined that sewer was not available to the site, and they provided that confirmation letter.
Gotcha.
And we'll permit the septic system through DHEC under normal.
I just thought you want to say septic there, so instead of
well,
sewer.
Well, the second, now Liz, just I thought they had taken the first group and put them all in that 10. I thought you had redrafted them, Tommy, kind of.
No, these are possible additional.
Well, okay, so you got 10 possible conditions of approval. You're talking about the other five are additional?
It
so
says
there's 15?
Conditions usually attached to utility approvals are as follows. It says it's usually attached.
I'm not seeing it. Where is it?
Number
page two.
On number two.
If those are attached is my question, then I believe we need to just change that so it's in.
Well, or under possible, this is what is normally done. What we could do is under conditions of approval, approve that it not be required.
Because it said septic and the other. I just wanted to be real sure that we didn't have a condition that said sewer when that wasn't an option. So perhaps number four, where we have water service, and we can add septic there maybe or something or somewhere. All right, any other questions for Mr. Trotter? All right, thank you, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you all very much.
Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to this application? Would you step forward, ma'am? And when you get there, if you'll give us your name and address, please.
Sure. My name is Katie Pope, and I live in the county. I just have a question, a concern. If this is in the county, how does it go about getting to county to address the issue of the sidewalk?
That's a good question, Mr. Paradise.
If you're interested in sidewalks in that neighborhood, I would suggest contacting SCDOT and also Aiken County. They've got a roads and bridges division. And you might also contact your council member and the county council from that district.
Okay. So I have just a follow-up question. If the county, if it's in the county, does the county have, the county councils get together and have any say-so and meet with this gentleman when you're talking about sidewalks in the county? It seems like to me that if the
road, though,
if it's going to be a Dollar General that's going to be there, and you're trying to me, you should be trying to improve that area, then a sidewalk to me would be an improvement. And if that's the case, then shouldn't the county councilors meet with this gentleman to make the decision whether they should talk about getting a sidewalk in front of a new Dollar General that's being put in that area?
I don't know what the county policy is on their site approval.
Oh, so the county and the city don't talk to each other?
Correct. There's some truth to that.
Okay. Sadly, it is two separate rules.
Actually, it's separate rules, but we do talk. What I would suggest is that you call Karen Brown at the Aiken County Planning Department. I'll write her name and number down for you. And she can tell you how the procedure goes for Aiken County and ask her about the sidewalks.
The people that live in that area, are they aware of the Dollar General going to be set up in that area? Would there something sent out saying that if they wanted to come to this meeting, they could?
It was posted. As lady on whippoorwill said, there's a sign posted in front of it.
In front of that building?
In front of the
And it was in the paper?
Yeah, it was also in the paper, and we mailed notices to the contiguous property owners.
Okay, to the owners that the property will, the people that property will affect?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I see.
We try to get out, we try to make sure everybody knows. That's the normal procedures of sign, newspaper ad, and letters to the property that touches it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much for your comments. Is there anyone else who would like to make a comment on this application? All right, not hearing any, then it's back to the commission for a motion, discussion, and a vote.
Madam Chairman, I'll make a motion in reference to application number 15-50002. A request for city services on tax parcel 104-15-01-001, applicant Trotter General, that we accept that with specifically in the conditions of approval that we would change, we would keep them all the same except for number one, we would change that to 180 days of the approval by city council, and then we would keep 2 through 10 the same. And recommend to council that it be approved.
It would, in number two, there's 90 days.
My understanding was that he was okay with the 90 days for the, I don't mind moving that to 180 as well, but he.
Standardized.
Standardization?
Not better.
Okay, then I'll
change them back.
Would change that to 180 for both of those, number one and number two, change to 180 days.
Did we need verbiage about the septic at all? In the condition?
You don't think so. I mean, I just caught it, but if you don't think so.
I think it's okay.
Okay. All right. All right. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Any discussion? And I'll call for the vote. All in favor? Okay. Well, Mr. Trotter, you have unanimous approval. This will go to council on August 10th and with our recommendation that they approve it. Thank you very much. There being no further business before us, this meeting is adjourned.
Okay.